wine, my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be.
This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. His father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed.
This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife.
To complicate the matter, even though it brought him joy, he soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy.
My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad.
For if he was his uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, was his stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son.
His wife is now his mother's mother, and it makes him blue, because although she is his wife, she's his grandmother too.
Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild.
For now he has become the strangest case you ever saw. Husband of his grandmother, he is his own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Oh, it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
This is Amadeus, and I want to leave a little message for my grandmother. I don't really have a grandfather. He passed away a number of years ago, but so it makes it so much more refreshing to see my grandmother. And she's a very sweet person who I think always provides a well-needed piece of comedy to every conversation. Whether the jokes are appropriate or not, she's going to say them, whether it's around kids or adults, which sometimes will make the situation even funnier. Not only that, she's almost like a second news station for my whole family, because she watches the news so often, she comes over and tells us the weather forecast exactly, which is pretty handy sometimes. So we want to be thankful for all of those things and the love and support that she's provided to my family. So hey, if you're listening, thank you, Grandma.
Ever since I was a little boy, if I want a piece of candy or a toy, I'd ask my dad, but sometimes he don't hear. Or he might say, go ask your mom, but if you do that, well, you gotta stay calm, 'cause I'm pretty sure the buck could stop right there. Now you could say, Dad said yes and do a little dance, but there's such a thing as a thing called chance. There's a pretty good chance that she'll go check and see. Avoiding all that complication, I just skip their generation and ask grandma for anything I need.
But if Grandma says no, if Grandma says no, well, if Grandma says no, I know that she really means maybe. If I ask my mom or ask my dad, I gotta do this or I gotta do that. But grandmas, they don't have that many needs. Every once in a while, give a little hug and don't tell her about them sugar bugs, the cavities that all her candy feeds. But if grandma says no, if grandma says no, well, if grandma says no, that she really means maybe. When mama gets tired of all of my debating, she'll pack my clothes and put me in the car. She don't know I'll soon be celebrating with both hands inside grandma's cookie jar.
Hi, this is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour with a review of the show Carl the Collector by PBS Kids. This show is about a boy named Carl who has autism. He collects things such as bouncy balls and plushies. He and his friends go on adventures. I think this is a very good show. It was interesting to see since I have autism. It even gave me some ideas about some ways to store my collections. I also like that Carl has such a supportive community. I give it 5 out of 5 green chilies. This is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour reviewing the show Carl the Collector by PBS Kids.
Hi, it's Lucas. So my grandparents, it's my mom's parents. They are very, very healthy. So they're in their 80s and they walk like 6 miles a day and they swim. My grandfather, when he was younger, like maybe not 80, he did the 100-mile wilderness on the Appalachian Trail. He's just, yeah.
Grandma, thank you so much for being in my life and making life very much better. when I come out and hang out with you. And thank you for taking rides with me to go to work or go to school or picking me up from places. And I thank you for allowing me to play music in your house and play some songs for you. And I'm happy that you're still alive and here with me today. I love you, Grandma.
Wise Like You, that's the Missoula Coyote Choir, and their CD is called Ask the Planet. When Grandma Says No, way back when, was the Verve Pipe, and I'm My Own Grandpa was done this time by Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser and friends. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. We're grateful for grandparents. Catch you next time.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to all of the parents and grandparents on the Children's Hour crew. We're so grateful for all of your help all year long.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.